we've realized that the peanuts and the tree nuts and the soy are definitely his top things that can cause anaphylaxis. Mm-hmm. And so what happened recently, this was actually back in January, we were at a birthday party, and all of a sudden he sounded like he was wheezing. And as it turns out, he somehow ingested some kind of invisible residue, some peanut residue, tree nut residue, something like that, and got it into his mouth. And then within about 5 minutes, he was blue. He wasn't breathing well. So then he had to be rushed to the hospital. We were at the ER, and a resident there suggested an allergen alert dog, which I had never really heard of. And so I went home, and after, like, sort of we all recovered from all this, and then after that, I started researching the dog. For example, with Charlie, the dog would be primarily a peanut allergy dog. And so the dog could go into any place, like a restaurant, a birthday party, you know, someone's house, a store, all these places that make us really nervous bringing him to at this point. And the dog would alert on any residue that maybe we couldn't see. As it turns out, it's super expensive. And so at first I thought, there's no way, you know, we'll just have to kind of put him in a bubble, which of course you can't do. But then, you know, I decided, why don't we try to just raise money and see what kind of response we get. So mm-hmm. that's when my friend Annis kind of stepped in and decided to do a concert for him.